This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Susana Ortiz-Urda, board-certified dermatologist who also specializes in melanoma cancer. Dr. Ortiz is co-director of the UCSF Melanoma Center and a lead spokesperson for the Melanoma Coalition at melanomacoalition.org. Dr. Ortiz, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining us. So, for starters, get into what is melanoma skin cancer for those that aren't so familiar.
Sure. So melanoma is an aggressive and often fatal type of skin cancer. It develops from cells in the skin called melanocytes, and those are the cells that produce the pigment that we see in the skin. But unfortunately, melanoma, and that's important to point out, is not always dark brown pigmented. It can appear as well as a red patch or a white pink patch. So it's not always dark pigmented.
And who gets melanoma skin cancer, or who commonly gets melanoma skin cancer?
Yeah, it's a good question. So epidemiologic studies have shown association with previous history of blistering sunburns, especially in childhood. We know that ultraviolet radiation is a risk as well, is a risk factor for melanoma. Sun lamps and tanning beds are a source of UV radiation as well. So it's important to point out that that increases the risk of melanoma if you use those tanning beds. Other risk factors for melanoma are having a fair complexion, blue or green eyes, red or blonde hair, and having several large moles or many moles, more than 100, or unusual moles and family history of melanoma, among others.
And Dr. Ortiz, what can children, teens, women, and men do to decrease their risk of getting melanoma cancer?
Yeah, so here are some recommendations. I would recommend to use broad spectrum UVA, UVB sunscreen. Avoid staying in the sun for long periods of time, especially when the sun is at its strongest. Avoid tanning beds. So if you want to look tan, consider using self-tanning products, but continue to use sunscreen with it since these tanning products don't have a SPF factor. Check your skin. It's important to do self-skin checks. And if you notice anything changing, growing, or bleeding on your skin, see a dermatologist. Wear long pants, long sleeves, and a sun hat when you are outdoors. These are, I think, the most important recommendations.
Tell us, what are the symptoms of melanoma cancer, and when should one be concerned?
I would say it's important to pay special attention to new moles or recently changing moles. Also, pay attention to new growths or skin changes in general. Evaluate lesions for overall symmetry, borders, colors, and size. And also evaluate the lesions in the context of the patients in whom they occur. One of the most sensitive ways to detect melanoma is to find the ugly duckling among their moles.
Lastly, Dr. Ortiz, what is your best advice to our listeners on melanoma cancer? When should they begin skin checks, and who should perform them?
I think everybody should get a skin check once a year. To check your own skin should be almost a must. And I recommend to check your skin and get a skin check by a dermatologist. If you notice anything changing, growing, or bleeding on your skin, obviously go to the clinic sooner and see a doctor for a thorough skin check.
Certainly helpful information in all regards. Dr. Ortiz, thanks so much for your time and for being with us here today. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and how they can be in touch accordingly with you.
So you can visit melanomacoalition.org. There should be recommendations on the website, also recommendations on how to get a hold of dermatologists and how to evaluate yourself if you got diagnosed with melanoma, who are the centers you can go to. And visit UCSFmelanomacenter.org, where you can see information on how to refer a patient and who are the clinicians and clinical trials for all stages of melanoma and who to visit depending on what stage are you at. So again, melanomacoalition.org and UCSFmelanomacenter.org.
Once again, Dr. Ortiz, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Susana Ortiz Urda, board-certified dermatologist who specializes in melanoma cancer. Dr. Ortiz is co-director of the UCSF Melanoma Center and a lead spokesperson for the Melanoma Coalition. And for more information, simply visit melanomacoalition.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.